The following copyrighted recording is a preview of an audio term from our Lean training system. It is available only at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. Please do not copy, share, or distribute it without permission. Welcome to our presentation on the PDCA cycle. Let's start with a brief overview. The PDCA cycle is a structured problem-solving approach. It is also known as the Deming cycle after Dr. W. Edwards Deming, the man credited with popularizing the Plan, Do, Check, Act cycle. The four steps of the PDCA cycle include Plan. The plan step of the PDCA cycle entails setting objectives and gathering the information needed to make improvements. Do. In this step, the problem solver implements the plan. They will often do experiments or pilot projects as well. Check. Problem solving requires confirmation that the change actually improved things. Problem solvers do this in the check step of the PDCA cycle. And finally, act. After checking, a problem solver must act on the information. It could be stabilizing the change if things are going well, or repeating the PDCA cycle if there was still an unresolved problem. Note that the PDCA cycle is frequently associated with daily management. Leaders in lean organizations have a responsibility to make things better. This tool helps them use a structured approach to make decisions when solving problems. Now that thought leads us right into a deeper discussion that we're going to start with by talking about the actual definition of a problem. The basic definition of a problem is that there is a gap between an expectation and reality. This gap is generally formed in one of three main ways. Number one, there is a decline in performance and the expectation stays the same. Number two, the expectation rises even though there is no change in performance. This shift in expectation can come from an internal decision or in reaction to changes a competitor is making. And number three, the location of the gap changes. An example of this is a regulatory change that demands both a new expectation and a shift in process that leads to a new level of actual performance. So now that we know a little more about what a problem is, let's talk about why people fail at problem solving. There are many reasons why people fall short in their problem solving efforts. There are three basic ones, though, that are more common than the rest. Fortunately, these are also relatively easy to solve. Number one is that people treat symptoms. Focusing on symptoms is the band-aid approach. In most cases, when this is done, the problem will simply pop out sideways. A better approach is to go after the root cause and solve the problem once and for all. Number two is that people don't set clear goals. If you don't have a target, it is impossible to know whether you solve the problem. You can make progress without a clear goal, but you'll never know if you've made enough progress to get where you want to go. And number three, people act without consensus. Few processes affect only a single person. Making changes requires buy-in. When people solve problems in their head, it is much harder to convince others that the approach is correct. So with a better understanding of problems and why they fail, let's talk about how a structured problem-solving approach can help. Structured problem-solving helps address the common failure modes. The first thing it does is helps to prevent errors. People are less likely to skip important steps or make other procedural mistakes when they are following a process. That process also helps with communication and teamwork. Because a structured problem-solving approach, such as the PDCA process, is widely known, others can catch up very quickly. You don't have to explain your process for problem-solving to people. You simply have to show them what you did. A license to this full audio program is available at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. Please do not copy, share, or distribute this recording without permission. Thanks for listening, and as always, best wishes on your lean journey.